Now just put all your things down for a moment and close your eyes. Close your eyes. Don't look around you. Close your eyes. Now I want you to look at Jesus. See Jesus, not as a man who walked on the face of the earth, because he's no longer a man. But he's reigning in glory, the right hand of the Father in heaven. So look at him in his glory. You won't see the features of his face. That's impossible. But you will see that the light of his glory is so great, it's impossible to see the features. That pure, radiant light shining from the throne of God. You've been singing about his glory. See him in his glory. And the radiance of his glory is beginning to be reflected on you. If you sit or stand in the sun, the radiance of the sun begins to affect your appearance. And his glory is so much brighter and greater than the sun. Just keep your focus on him and listen to the word of God. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, and we, who with unveiled faces all of us reflect the Lord's glory. And are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit, no longer a man, but the Spirit. We, who with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Just keep your focus on that glory. The more you do that, the more often you do that, the more the light of his glory will be reflected on you. Transforming you with ever increasing glory. The scripture says, this is true for all of us. That Lord of glory is the same Lord who last night was talking to us of his tender love, drawing us closer to himself as the hen gathers her chicks beneath her wings. The same Lord who said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That same Lord of love, of compassion, of tender-heartedness, is the Lord of glory. By the shedding of his blood, the veil in the temple was torn asunder, and the way was opened up for us to approach him as the Lord of glory. That we may all reflect that glory and be transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory. The light of that glory sets you free from any areas of darkness of sin, of unforgiveness, of failure and disobedience. The light of that glory is so much greater than any of the darkness. So in this same passage, we read, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Because this Lord of glory is the Lord who is the Spirit. And where He is, there is freedom from all darkness, freedom from all sin, freedom from all failure, freedom from all guilt, freedom from all condemnation, freedom from all failure, freedom from all disobedience, even freedom from sickness of spirit, soul, and body. Keep your focus on that glory. Just know that the Spirit of God is moving in your heart and life, even as you do so. A work of transformation is taking place. You might not feel anything, but it's happening. You can't feel darkness. You can't feel light. But the light of His glory overcomes the darkness. There's people that have been in pain, and the pain is passing away. And what has caused the pain? For some of you it's physical, for some of you it's emotional. But the light of His glory is setting you free from that which has caused you pain. Because there's nothing glorious about pain. And the things that cause pain. You don't have to pray, you don't have to ask Him to do anything at this moment. But just keep your eyes on the glory. This is a time to be still and to know that I am God, as we read in the psalm. We all, with unveiled faces, reflect the Lord's glory. And are transformed with ever increasing glory. Just while you're sitting, because I can hardly stand. Because of the glory of God that is in this place. Light is streaming from that throne. Setting you free. Free from doubt. Free from sorrow. Free from grief. We all, with unveiled faces, reflect the Lord's glory. Some of you are experiencing a kind of fire in your body, in your heart. It becomes a physical thing. It's not just the fire burning out disease, although that may be the case in some, but it's the fire of the Spirit. Jesus is the one who baptizes in spirit and in fire. On the day of Pentecost, tongues of fire were seen over those who were gathered together. God is enabling people to receive that fire right now. Baptism in spirit and in fire. Some have been facing issues where you've needed to come to a fresh place of submission to God. You've been struggling. But tonight the light of His glory is touching your heart. Fire of the Spirit is at work within you. enabling you to come to a resolution of those situations. Stephen was being stoned. He said that he saw heaven opened and the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne. Then he died and went to be in that glory eternally. This is God's eternal gift to you. Before he went to the cross, Jesus prayed for you, prayed for all future believers. And he said, Father, I have given them the glory you gave me. You reflect that glory. You are being transformed by that glory with increasing glory in your life. You will leave this building tonight more glorious than when you arrived. You will reflect more of his glory in who you are and in what you do. This is the grace of God at work in your life at this moment. On Monday night, we set faith objectives. Other people that we've been praying for, perhaps family members, perhaps people that are sick, perhaps other situations, where there's needed to be breakthrough resolution. Bring those people now and just hold them before God. Hold them up before Him in this glory. Don't pray a lot of words. But just hold them in the glory. Believe that wherever they are, whatever their circumstances, because you hold them before the Lord of glory, His glory is streaming the light of His presence, of His power, is streaming towards them now, wherever they may be. It's the light of his glory that is going to produce those breakthroughs. It will not only set the people free, but will glorify God in their lives. All you need say is, Lord, I hold whoever before you in your glory. And I thank you that the light of your glory impacts their lives in whatever way you know to be necessary at this time. That the light of his glory will penetrate the darkness. Those that have been blinded by the enemy so they cannot know the glory of God. The breakthrough for their salvation. Is on the way as you hold them before him. In his glory. Mountains of need will be moved by the glory of God, by the light of his power and of his presence. Just keep your eyes on the glory. Glory it is in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now begin to thank him that you belong to the glory. The glory is not just a future hope, but a present reality in your life. Scripture says, the Spirit of God and of his glory is upon you. Peter says that in his epistle. The Spirit of God and of his glory is upon you. Thank you, Lord. Cannot be because of anything I've done, but only the wonder of your love and your grace. This has to be a work of your mercy, of your love and compassion. No way could I ever deserve to know you in your glory. Just begin to speak out words of praise now. Praising him for that glory. Thanking him for the beginning of that work that he needs to do in those faith objectives. The work has begun. The work has begun. And he who begins a good thing will bring it to completion. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this glory. We thank you that we belong to the glory. We thank you that you have made us the children of your glory. We thank you that you have opened up the way for us to know you in your glory. Thank you that whenever we worship you, you want us to encounter you in your glory. Not just to sing words about your glory, but actually to move into that place where we see you and encounter you and know that we stand before you in your glory, that we're not worshiping in a building in Foundry Lane in Horsham, but we're worshiping before your throne. We're worshiping in the place of glory. We have that wonderful access to join with the whole heavenly host around that throne of glory, to behold you in your glory, and to know that your glory is impacting us and reflecting upon us increasingly every time that we encounter you in your glory. How we praise you, Lord. I think heaven needs to hear a little more praise coming forth, don't you? Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Come on, let there be just a stream of praise adding to the glory. The heavenly host around the throne, they keep adding to the glory. They say, glory and honor, dominion and power belong to you. Every time they ascribe glory to the Lord, it's as if they're adding to the glory. Come on, add to the glory now. Glory be to you, Lord. Glory and honor, power, dominion belong to you. Glory to your wonderful and holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you. I praise you. I praise you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. I want my life, Lord, to reflect your glory. I want you to be glorified. I want you to be glorified in my life. Lord, I want to bear much fruit because you say that that fruit will bring you glory, that it will all be for your glory. And I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit at work in me and in work in each one of us in this room so that we will bear much fruit for your glory, that we will add to that glory, to the radiance of your glory. And I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. I bless you and I thank you, Lord. Come on, let's stand and praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, really let yourself go in worship and praise. Hallelujah. Satabaria leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto bakalazidoma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto bakalazinoma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto bakalazinoma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sando. O pasarabaria leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto. O paparia leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sanduma. O pasarabaria leto bakalazito di sanduma. O pasarabaria leto bakalazito di sandaria leto mazanduma. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Saria leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sandaria leto bakalazinduma. O paparia leto bakalazito di sanduma. Opa sarabaria leto bakalazito di sanduma. Opa sarabaria leto bakalazito di sanduma landa basinama. Opa paria leto bakalazito di sanduma.
O papari alera bakalasi tiri sandari alera masundama. O papari alera bakalasi tiri sanduma. O papari alera bakalasi tiri sandari alera bakalasi dama. O papari alera bakalasi tiri sandari alera bakalasi dama. O papari alera bakalasi tiri sanduma. O papari alera bakalasi dama. Hallelujah, hallelujah. O rata pari alera bakalasi tiri sanduma. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Glorious Lord, glorious Father, glorious Father, glorious Father. Puparazadabari aletopakalasituba. Glorious, glorious Father, glorious Father, glorious Father, glorious Father, glorious Father, glorious Lord, glorious Jesus, glorious Jesus, glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Poralapa sarabari alera bakalasiduba. O papari alera bakalasiduri sanduma. O pasarabari alera bakalasiduri sanduma. O pasarabari alera bakalasiduri sandari alera bakalasiduma. O papari alera bakalasiduri sandari alera bakalasiduma. O papari alera bakalasiduri sandari alera bakalasiduma. O papari alero bakalasituri sandari alero bakalasinama. O papari alero bakalasituri santu. O pasarabari alero bakalasituri sanduma. O pasarabari alero bakalasituri sandari alenama. O rasataria. O papari alenama. O santuri aleno basanduma. O papari aletuba. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Pura la basarabari aleto bakalasituri sanduma. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The Lord of glory is in our midst. For the measure you give is the measure you get back. That Lord of glory comes and stands in the midst. And he says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. My peace I give to you. Peace such as the world cannot give, do I give to you. That peace is total well-being. Complete well-being. I give you well-being tonight, my child. Thank you, Lord. No more fear, no more anxiety, no more worry, no more striving, no more straining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, we can abide in your peace, in your love, and know your glory. Hallelujah. The punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. My friend, the healer is here tonight. Reach out and touch him, just like the woman who pressed through the crowd. Touch him with your faith. And power will go out of him. Thank you, Lord, for a complete resolution of healing need tonight. Thank you that those things that were causing pain, they were dealt with several minutes ago. Thank you that your people are set free from those things.
Thank you, there's going to be many wonderful testimonies of the wonder of your grace, of the way you have glorified yourself in our lives tonight. Praise you, Lord. Now it's a time to speak and to tell him that you want him to be glorified in your life. Be glorified in me, Lord. Let the light of your glory not only be reflected in my life, but let the light of that glory stream out of my life. You say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Lord, I want the light of your glory to stream out of my life like never before. As you transform me into your likeness with ever-increasing glory. Thank you, Lord, I will take your light where there is darkness. And that light will impact the darkness. Lives will be changed. Needs will be met. The good works that come from the light of your glory will transform lives. Praise you, Lord, that you can use me in all my weakness and frailty, and though I'm absolutely nothing and nobody in comparison with you, yet, Lord, the streams of your glory, of your light, can pour out of my heart and out of my life to bring you glory in the lives of other people. And I praise you for that, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, let each one of us see the evidence of this, even in the coming days, where we see lives that we're familiar with, people that we know, people that whose lives we're in contact with regularly, but we see something of your glory touching and transforming their lives, meeting need in their lives, because they're going to receive something through us. Somehow that light will shine out of the things we say, out of the things we do, out of the way we serve, out of the way we love. Somehow, Lord, it won't just be human compassion, it won't be human love, but the light of your glory shining through what we're doing, shining through what we're saying, shining through our prayer, Lord. That yes, as we pray in your name, the glory of God will get released into one situation after another. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. It shall be. It shall be. We say amen. It shall be so. It shall be so. It shall be so. It shall be so. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I believe God is speaking to some people and saying, you never thought I could really use you in a significant way. And what I'm showing you tonight is because you have access to my glory. My glory can radiate through your life, can be reflected on you, but the light of my glory can shine out of your life. You don't have to be any great shakes. You just have to be humble enough to believe that I would use you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. 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 Come on, thank him for that. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are alive in me. You are the hope of glory. Thank you for the light of your glory streaming out of my life, being reflected increasingly in my life. as I'm transformed more into your likeness. Praise your holy name. Bless your wonderful name, Lord. I praise you. I bless you. I thank you. Karabatadia leto bagalasitala. Balatabadia leto bagalasitri sandama. Basadabadia leto bagalasitri sandama. Basandaria leto bagalasitri sandaria leto bagalasundama. Balandaria leto bagalasitri sandama. Soria leto bagalasitama. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we see the mess the world is in. And yet your word declares that the whole earth is filled with your glory. Thank you, Lord, that that glory is going to be revealed in the Middle East. That glory is going to be revealed among Muslims. That glory is going to be revealed among all these hundreds of thousands of refugees. Thank you that your glory is going to be revealed in Afghanistan and in Syria and in Iraq and in Iran and in Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Lord, that your glory will be revealed in China and North Korea and in Russia and in all over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you're in charge. You're in charge. We're going to see the outworking of your will, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And thank you, Lord, that the light of your glory is going to be revealed in Horsham. And in Crawley, and in Worthing, and in the whole of the 25-mile radius, we praise you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Lord. Come on, let's really praise and thank him. Opa Sarabadia letter Bakalasitri Sandama. Opa Sarabadia letter Bakalasitri Sandama. Opa Paria letter Bakalasitri Sandama. Opa Paria letter Bakalasitri Sandama. Opa Paria letter Bakalasitri Sandama. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we forbid the spread of Muslims through Europe, affecting the nations of Europe. Instead, we decree in the name of Jesus that they will be impacted by the gospel. Amen. And that many will turn to Christ. Many will be born again into the kingdom of God. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We bless you, Lord. Para paria leto bakalazita risandama. Bazarabaria leto bakalazita risandama. Bazarabaria leto bakalazita risandama. And in our own nation, Lord, not the spread of Islam, but the spread of your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not the spread of deception, but the spread of truth. Thank you, Jesus. All the different forms of deception that are taking place in different parts of the world and in different ways among Christians, among others, we forbid that deception to spread in our town and in our nation. Oh, Rataparia leto bakalazita risandama. But there will be a spreading of the truth. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. And Lord, we pray for those of other faiths. We pray that their eyes will be open to the truth. We pray, Lord, that they will come to know you in your glory. We pray that they will have inheritance in your glory. And that they won't miss the glory, Lord. They won't miss the glory that is in the face of Jesus Christ. But they will turn to him and know him and love him and serve him. And we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Come on, let's thank the Lord for all those that are going to be transformed. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Now we're just going to pray over Kingdom Faith, not just here, but wherever Kingdom Faith has influence, wherever people relate to Kingdom Faith, wherever there are Kingdom Faith churches or churches that relate to Kingdom Faith. And we're going to pray these words over them. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We speak and declare those words over the whole of Kingdom Faith. Wherever Kingdom Faith has influence, wherever there are churches, wherever there are individual believers who relate to Kingdom Faith, who are members of Kingdom Faith, who are prayer partners with Kingdom Faith, any who support Kingdom Faith financially and in any other way, we thank you, Lord, that these words are spoken in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus over every one of their lives. And we thank you for the transforming work that is going to take place, that there will be ever-increasing glory. We dare to believe in the lives of every single one of them, in the lives of every fellowship, of every group of believers that relates to Kingdom Faith. And we thank you, Lord, that you will spread the influence of this ministry so that more and more people can come to know you in your glory and meet with you in your glory and know the radiance of your glory in their lives. And we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just lift our voices and really praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have the band up. We're going to just praise the Lord for a few moments before we finish the meeting tonight. Hallelujah. We have met with Him in His glory. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Remember, we're not just singing about His glory. We are standing before the throne of glory as we worship. We are taking our place now amongst the whole host of heaven that worships day and night, worships Him continuously in His holiness and glory. Praise God. Hallelujah.